Today's Amud for Chazara is Yavamas Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding on Nun Beis Amud Beis, 11 lines from the bottom, Ela Amar Abaye. So says the Gemara, Ela Amar Abaye, the Pshat and the Machloik is between Rebbe and the Chochamim, about a case where the Yavam did Chalitza, and then afterwards in Maimer, so Rebbe says that there's no get that's needed. The Chochamim say that they need a get. Says Abaye, Hachib Ma'iskina, Kugunda Amar Lo, Iskachli B'Maimer Yavamin. His Nusach in the Maimer was a Nusach of Yibam, Iskachli B'Maimer Yavamin. So Rebbe saw her Maimer, Ilavi the Zika Karami. And normally Maimer is just a Hemshech of the Zika. Va'asaychal, and therefore, normally that Nusach could work. But in this case, Va'asaychalitza, Fkatal Zika, over here they already did Chalitza, so there's no more Zika, so you can't strengthen the Zika anymore. It's not Shaykh, this Nusach anymore. Whereas Rabbanan Tzavri, Ha'ilchudeikoi, Va'ilchudeikoi. But no, Maimer's never strengthened the Zika, it's its own connection. So Meikari, Lu Amar Lo Eskachli, B'Maimer Yavam, Emiloi Mahani, Hashtanami Mahani. So just like it normally that Nusach works, so to now it's gonna work as well, nothing changes with regards to the Maimer. Rava says a no. Everybody would agree that Maimer is a separate kinyan. It's not an addition to the Zika. And Mamela, if you would say this Nusach, she would need a get. He mentioned the Zika of the Yavama. So Rebbe Savar Yesh Zika. Rebbe says that normally that Nusach works because Yesh Zika. But however, in our case, where Vasai Chalitza got to the Zika, so now it's that Nusach is not going to work anymore because there is no Zika in our specific case where they already did Chalitza. For abundant savri ain't Zika. The Rabbanan say that there's never Zika. And still, such a lashon works. So meikari yilamar lo eskachli b'zika tivam emilai mahani, hashtanami mahani. Just like if he would, before the chalitza, would have used such a nasaf, so it would work. So to now it works, nothing changes, because anyways ain't Zika. Rav Shrav yomar, a different shah. B'chalitza ksheira yidamar lo eskachli b'zika tivam emkuliyam lo pligi, doloi mahani. Everybody would agree in such a case, yeh Zika. Mamela now, in this case, where they got rid of the Zika through a chalitza ksheira, so now the such a nusach would not work. But in our case, we're arguing about a case where they didn't do a chalitza ksheira. They did a chalitza psula, meaning first Shimon gave Mrs. Ruvain a get. Then he did chalitza. So that chalitza is a chalitza psula. And now he marries her with this maimer of iskachli b'zikas yavamin. So Mar Sava chalitza psula peiteres. Rabbi says that the chalitza psula, even though it's a chalitza psula, it completely gets rid of the zika. Mamela now, this nusach of Zika Sivaman is not gonna work. Whereas the Chachamim say that it doesn't get rid of the Zika entirely, there's still some sort of remnants of the Zika, and Mamela, this nusach of Zika Sivaman would work. No, everybody agrees that there would be some element of Zika left, and in such a case, she would need a get. So what's the plan, Rabbi? Here we're talking about a completely different case. He did chalitza, and he made it tonight in the chalitza that he was going to give her some money. And he hasn't yet given her the money. So Mar Savar Yesh Tanai Bechalitza. The Chachamim say that this Tanai works. Since the Tanai works, and he has to give her some money, and he didn't do that yet, so now there's still element of Zika that's remaining. Mamela, if he says Zika Sivamin in the Lashon of the Kedushin, that works. Umar Savar Ein Tanai Bechalitza. Whereas Rabbi says that no, there's no such thing as making a Tanai in the Chalitza. And Mamela, the Tanai, he doesn't owe her any money. The Chalitza's Chal, he doesn't have to give her any money. So there's no more Zika. The Zika is completely gone. That's why this nusach would not work. Ravina Amar de Kuliyama Yeshtai Bechalitza. Ravina says that Be'etzem, everybody agrees that it does work to make a Tanai. However, V'hacha B'Tanai Kafal Kamiflagi. Here we're talking about a case where the nusach they used in their Tanai might not have been good. They didn't speak out both sides. And if you give the money, it's a good Chalitza, and if you don't, it's not a good Chalitza. They only spoke out one side. So Marisav Rabina Tanai Kafal. Rebbe says they need a Tanai Kafal. And since in this case they didn't do a Tanai Kafal, that's why specifically in this case that there's no Tanai. Well, Marisav Rabina Rabina Tanai Kafal, where the Chachamim say that no, you do not need a Tanai Kafal. The Gemara says now, we mentioned in the Mishnah, that Chalatz Vasa Maimer, V'nasan Get Uba'al, so Einachar Chalitza Klum, and then we said also the same thing with Yibam, that Einachar Bia Klum. Ask the Gemara, why did the Mishnah only speak out Chalitza? After it said all these cases, so it says, Einachar Chalitza Klum. Now, Rashi over there speaks out, it means also Einachar Yibam Klum, Achar Bia Klum. But the Mishnah didn't speak that out, it only spoke out Chalitza. Why? V'nis Nami Einachar Bia Klum. So says the Gemara, Bai V'rami Damri Tervayu, Tani Einachar Bia Klum. Einachanami have that that be the nusach that ain achar biyakum. But Tana Didan, what's the pshat of our Mishnah that didn't have that gersa? Hataras Yivama l'shuk adifulei. He wanted to dafka talk about the case of chalitza at the point at the chiddush that now she's going to become mutter l'shuk. So there was an element of chiddush in that. It was chaviv to the Tana to specify the chalitza. The Mishnah said achar Yivama achas. And echad shtei yavamais. That it doesn't matter if it's one yavam or two yavamais. In a case where either both the yavamin gave a get or did mimer. In the case where both the yavamin did mimer, or if there's two yavamais. In the case where Shimon did mimer with each one, the halacha is that they each need a get now for the mimer. They're going to need two getin in total, and also they're going to have to do chalitza. So it says the Gemara, that which the Mishnah is clear, that yesh mimer achar mimer, there's no difference between one yavam and two yavamais, or one yavam and two yavamin, masnisa doleka ben azai, who differentiated between the two cases. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, ben azai aimer yesh mimer achar mimer b'shnei yavam v'yavam achas, ve'in mimer achar mimer b'shnei yavamais v'yavam echad. So ben azai differentiated between these two cases. The Tanya of our Mishnah did not, our Mishnah is not like ben azai. Ketzan Maimer Lazu v'chulu. The Mishnah spoke out that if he did Maimer to Sarah, and then it was Chalatz Lazu, he was Chalatz to Rachel, so now he's still going to have to just give a get to Sarah to undo the Maimer. Says the Gemara Mas Nisan that Leleim Misayeli L'Shmua. And our Mishnah seems to be a riot to Shmuel. The Amar Shmuel Chalatz Abalas Maimer Loi Niftara Tzarasa. He says that if you do chalitza to the Baal Tamaymer, so then being that chalitza is weaker, it's a chalitza psula, so the other Yavama, the Tzara, does not go out scot-free, the Tzara also is going to need chalitza. And our Mishnah is a raya to this, because our Mishnah spoke out the case that he did a Maimer to Sarah, and then it says he does chalitza to Rachel. Why chalitza to Rachel? Because otherwise he would need a second chalitza. So it's a raya to Shmuel. And also the tiyuf to Rabbi Yosef. Also our Mishnah is a kash on Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef is the one who said, Yishpech Adam Mebayre, Vachem Shichem Lem. You shouldn't throw out your water when other people could use it. And in this case, where Shimon already did Maimer with Sarah, so now it would make sense that he should do Chalitza with Sarah instead of doing Chalitza with Rachel. So because now he's going to have to give a get to Sarah. So once he's going to have to give a get to Sarah, he should do Chalitza with Sarah, not a get, not Chalitza with Rachel. And our Mishnah says he does Chalitza with Rachel. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yosef, to which the Gemara responds, what are you talking about? Mikatani Chalitz Chalatz Katani Diavet. It doesn't say in the Mishnah that this is what he's supposed to do. It's just saying that this is what he did. What would be the halacha if this is what he did? If he did Maimer lezu, chalatz lezu. Get lezu v'chulu. The Mishnah said that if he gives a get to each one of the Yavamais, Shimon gives a get to Sarah, and he gives a get to Rachel, so now they both, it says that they need chalitza. It says tri chois, Lashon Rabbim. So it says the Gemara, Leimim Mesayeli, L'Rabba Baravuna, Damar Rabba Baravuna, chalitza psula, tri chalachzar, kula achin. Now when you have a chalitza psula, so then everybody needs their own individual chalitza. And in this case, that's what it sounds like. It says it in Lashon Rabbim, that tzricha is chalitza. So says the Gemara, no, my tzricha is d'alma. It doesn't mean that everyone in this case needs their own independent chalitza. It just means in all such cases, so then there needs to be chalitza. Not that there needs to be multiple chalitzas, it could be just one. Get lezu v'chalatz lezu. So it's said in the Mishnah that if he gives a get to Sarah and then he does chalitza with Rachel, so now he's done because he did, so again the Gemara says, so it's mentioned that he gave the get to Rachel. That he gave the get to Sarah and then it says he does chalitza with Rachel. Why not do chalitza to Sarah? Again, this seems to be a riot to Shmuel that if he would give chalitza to Sarah, being that it's a chalitza psula, he would need a second chalitza. That's why it says to be chalatz to Rachel. And also again with David Tifted Rabbi Yosef, who said that over here he's being Shaifich Mebayre. Says the Gemara the same tariffs as before. Mikatani Chaylaitz Chalatz Ketani Diavet. It doesn't say that that's what he's supposed to do. It speaks about what would be if that's what he did. Chalatz v'chalatz v'chalatz v'chulu. The Mishnah then spoke out a case where again he did multiple things starting with chalitza or multiple things starting with bia, and it said inachar chalitza klum, and it didn't say inachar yibum klum, inachar bia klum. So it says the Gemara same shakotari as before, but listen now inachar bia klum, abayiv ramadam etervayu, tani inachar bia klum. But tana didan, hatar salivam ulashuk adifulay, same shakotari as before. The Mishnah then says that bein yavam echad l'shtei yavamais. That this is true if it's one yavam and two yavamin, or also if it's one yavam and two yavamais. If it's two yavamais, and he starts off, let's say he does chalitza, Shimon does chalitza to Sarah, and then he does maimer to Rachel, so ein achar chalitza klum. Nothing else happens, even by two yavamais. If he does chalitza to one and maimer to the second, ein achar chalitza klum. Now that, when he does maimer to Rachel, What is that? Is that an Isser Kares? Is that an Isser Lav? What's Rachel to Shimon? So that we mentioned earlier in the Masech, that's Machlekes. Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, that in a case where Shimon does Chalitza to one of the Yavamis, there's multiple Yavamis, he does Chalitza to Sarah, so does everybody, so Sarah's Isser for sure gets downgraded, she's no longer an Erva, now she's just a Lav. The Shaila is does everybody in that bias, does their Isser get downgraded? According to Reish Lakish, only the one involved Isser gets downgraded. According to Rabbi Yochanan, everyone's Isser gets downgraded. The Mishnah, said that if he does Chalitza to Sarah and then Maimer to Rachel, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's only a Leisa say, Ein Achar Chalitza Klum. So says the Gemara that Bishlam and the Rabbi Yochanan Damar Kula Besa Bulavkai, Bishlam according to Rabbi Yochanan, and now it's only a Leisa say, so that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. It's the Chashmina, the Kedushin Taifsin, Bechayvi Lavin, that's good for the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that the Kedushin is not Taifis, even though it's just a Lav. El Reish Lakish Damar Kula Besa Bekariskai, only Sarah's Isser gets downgraded, but everyone else remains in Erva, she's in Isser Kares, so it's the Chashmina, the Kedushin Taifsin, Bechayvi Krisis, does the Mishnah need to tell us that the Einach HaChalitza Klum? So Amar Lach Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish will tell you, what, do you think there's supposed to be a Chiddush in every single case of the Mishnah? Ulatameich, Sefer the Katani Ba Vasa Maimer, and spoke about a case of one Yavama and two Yavamin, where Sarah fell to Shimon and Levi, and Shimon was Baal, meaning Shimon did Yibam with Sarah, and then afterwards Levi did Maimer with Sarah, and the Mishnah says that no, it doesn't, nothing is needed. Once Shimon did Yibam with Sarah, so Levi's Maimer is meaningless. Now, of course, Levi's Maimer is meaningless. Shimon just did Yibam with Sarah, so now Sarah's an Eishes Ish. It's just Lashmina, then Kedushin Taifsim Beishes Ish. Ella, what are you going to have to say? That I did the Tanya Ataris Yavamecha of Yavama Achas, Tanya Namish Yavama is Yavamecha. Since we spoke about one in one Yavam, one Yavama, so we spoke about two Yavamas, even though there's not much of a Chiddush. And I did the Tanya Shte Yavama is Yavamecha, Tanya Namish Yavama is Yavama Achas. We spoke at all these different cases, even though there's not necessarily a Chiddush in each individual case, because we're speaking about all the different possibilities.